Shalom, אנחנו קוראים בספר.
Hello, we're reading from Rabash Social Writings, page 15, the article, They Helped Everyone His Friend, or Each Shall Help His Friend. You can ask questions on Kab.tv. Selected questions will be asked during the lesson. So, reading from Rabash, page 15, They Helped Everyone His Friend.
Yeah, we will continue in the same direction.
We must understand how one can help his friend. Is this matter specifically where, when there are rich and poor, wise and fools, weak and strong, etc.? But when all are rich, smart, or strong, etc., how can one help another? We see that there is one thing that is common to all, the mood. It is said, a concern in one's heart, let him speak of it with others. This is because of regard to feeling high-spirited, neither wealth nor erudition can be of assistance. Rather, it is one person who can help another by seeing that one's friend is low. It is written, one does not deliver oneself from imprisonment. Rather, it is one's friend who can lift his spirit. This means that one's friend raises him from his state into a state of liveliness. Then one begins to reacquire strength and confidence of life and wealth, and he begins as though his goal is now near him. It turns out that each and every one must be attentive and think, how can he help his friend raise his spirit? Because in the matter of spirit, anyone can find a needy place in one's friend that he can fill.
Again,
we must understand how one can help his friend. Is this matter specifically when there are rich and poor, wise and fools, weak and strong, etc.? But when all are rich, smart, or strong, etc., how can one help another? We see that there is one thing that is common to all, the mood. It is said, a concern in one's heart, let him speak of it with others. This is because with regard to feeling high-spirited, neither wealth nor erudition can be of assistance. Rather, it is one person who can help another by seeing that one's friend is low. It is written, one does not deliver oneself from imprisonment. Rather, it is one's friend who can lift his spirit. This means that one's friend raises him from his state into a state of liveliness. Then one begins to reacquire strength and confidence of life and wealth, and he begins as though his goal is now near him. It turns out that each and every one must be attentive and think, how can he help his friend raise his spirit? Because in the matter of spirit, anyone can find a needy place in one's friend that he can fill.
No.
Well, clearly, in terms of high spirits, we can always add to each other. But like he writes in the beginning of the article, in a place where everyone are rich or wise or everyone's high-spirited, then what can we add to each other? To continue what he writes in the beginning of the article, he says, we must understand how one can help his friend. Is this matter specifically when there are rich and poor, wise and fools, weak and strong? But when all are rich, smart or strong, etc., how can one help? What can we add? In our case, let's say we're all happy, we're all just delighted, and we're all confident about attaining the goal. It's all great. Everyone's full. Then what's happened? What's happening? Is there something to add or not? That's a workshop question. A question for a workshop.
Yes, we can add.
You understand the question, right?
The safest investment, to the place to add, is in the group, in the society, in that place to begin with.
If we're all happy and full and elevated and high-spirited and feeling connection, then what can we add? Maybe add more deficiency a little bit.
That's absolutely true. Rav asked about the fulfillment. Everyone is happy, everyone is full. So what remains to add is just a deficiency, chisaron, to increase the chisaron in a positive manner. That is positively meaning that we are really meant to achieve something a lot greater than what we have right now.
Greater means to bestow, and if we do that for the sake of the upper force to bring contentment, then there is a point where we pass the limit, and then from that point of being full, we can actually find new deficiencies more and more. But why? Because it's not in our own account.
I'm inclined to agree with you, but it's not quite clear to me how you add a deficiency. Does it actually come from us, or is it something that is a result of some state? So the next state is some additional deficiency. What does it mean to add a deficiency? Everyone is inspired, everyone is yearning. It's not so clear.
If we want to acquire together the quality of bestowal, which is something that is not limited, and we feel limited, that we have nothing to add, then means that the limitation is in us. There's always what to add. And there's always a way to not criticize each other, but show there's something to add.
The spirit of life. Our life is spiritual life. Our life is for us through the yearning to the Creator, through that love of friends that we were learning about yesterday. So to give a spirit of life is to always increase the importance of the goal, the greatness of the group, of the friends in the eyes of the ten. And it's precisely with the same means that we talked about during the preparation.
It's also seeing how my thought is not that I'm full now.
Rav, questions, are there any? It's all clear? Yeah?
My friend is asking, who is the person and who can help him?
The question is not clear.
Who is the man, the person?
The one is one of the group, because he's talking about the friends. He's one of the friends.
Who can help his friend?
Depending on helping him in what? No one is discovering that he's lacking anything. We're all happy, we're all full, everyone is inspired. The ten is truly, it's stuck in a state where It's a dead end. Everyone is kind of blocked, full.
Well,
let him ask directly. Let him ask. But
why, in order to even exist, you have to feel the ten, otherwise I don't exist? Why is it so?
Because in spirituality, only the ten exists, not one. Other questions? Yeah?
What does he mean when he says spirit, high spirits? What do we give to each other? What does that mean?
According to the mood or spirit that is in a person, we check how much he is aimed towards the Creator. A person who's aimed towards the Creator is always inspired, always in an elevated spirit. Yeah, hand the microphone back there.
How to notice if a person has a high spirit and he's connected to the Creator, or he's just happy for whatever reason?
Well, we see that in the ten, pretty much, how much one participates and how much he wants to be connected with the friends, how much he's pushing everyone towards the goal. Each one can feel the others already. Otherwise, it's not a ten. So, what do we do if everyone is happy, cheerful, joyous, everything is just fine? Yeah?
I think we just have to increase our intention so the masach will grow.
Meaning to increase the chisaron, the deficiency. Yeah, that's correct. That's the right answer. That is, in a state where everyone is happy, everybody feels good, and nothing is lacking, maybe they achieved some spiritual degree in the connection between them. And they already have a feeling of the Creator. And in the connection between them, they're actually in attainment, and they get stuck. And here there's a big problem. How do we achieve a deficiency for the next degree? Because if we stay more than one moment in the same state, that's already a klipa, a shell, truly a klipa. It can be something sublime, something high, something very spiritual, very much in order to bestow out of us, from the ten towards the Creator. But if it's more than just one moment when we attain it, it's a sign that we are already pulling it to ourselves. And that is a problem. And therefore here, immediately, there has to be a revelation of the next deficiency. That's it. And here it's a problem. How to achieve the next deficiency? How do we overcome? In truth, to overcome the good, it's worse than overcoming the bad, because the bad itself pushes a person forward, and the good stops him. Okay, what else? Again, here we need to realize that the deficiency of one, when each one is satisfied, if they haven't yet reached a connection between them, but each one is satisfied with the path and with whatever he has, that's completely unrelated to the spiritual deficiency, because the spiritual deficiency is a deficiency regarding connection. When they connect and they have agreement between them, they're doing work, they're connecting in a common deficiency towards the Creator. So that is the deficiency we're talking about. And if, let's say, everyone is sitting and crying, it also doesn't mean anything. The most important, all in all, is what comes out of the connection. That's it. Either gratitude or prayer, but that it comes out of the connection. Okay?
Moscow. Часто возникает такой вопрос, а в каких килим я вижу...
Many times there's a question, with what vessels do I see the friends wise and strong and smart, etc.? Is this above reason or just in a simple realistic way? It's just in a simple realistic way. If I see that everyone's happy with their spiritual work, corporeal work, it doesn't matter. The question is, what can I add? So it's about adding high spirits. And even, let's say even that, I have nothing to add. Rather, a qualitative high spirit. What does that mean? It's whether we are happy about the connection between us. And here, there's never any limit. So, here, we must stimulate ourselves and see whether we actually have everything we want, whether we have nowhere to advance, are we already connected as in the final correction? And here there's always what to add. So we have to try to check ourselves not personally. Personally is not spiritual. Whether I receive or not, whether I feel or not, that's very far from the goal. The first step towards the goal is that I examine myself towards the group, and from my connection with the group, I check what is my attitude to the purpose of creation. That's the only way. And here, it's truly one shall help his friend. Because one person cannot keep that. Questions? Who's there? Yeah.
In a state where there is no connection with the friend, you approach him and you get rejection in return.
Again?
When there's no connection with the friend, you try to make a connection to give him spirit, but you get rejection in return.
Well, very well, yes.
Usually, you behave in an ordinary manner. That is, there's this connection for one day, one week, one year. And it doesn't become an opportunity to cover with love or something like that.
Yes.
So how should we do it?
What to do? Get help from other friends who will give you the right direction, the right perspective on what's happening, that it's the Creator who stands behind the friend, who is shining light on what you need to do. And it's not a friend who annoys you or something, it's the Creator who wants to advance you.
Usually, if we try to continue, let's say we annul, we realize it comes from the Creator, and there is strength to try to renew the connection, then it doesn't develop into connection, or it takes time.
But if you look at that like spiritual work you were given, then you're happy that you have a field of work in front of you. It depends on how you see it. Either as a worker, you want to attain the goal and now you have a place to make an effort, or you want high spirits and that everyone will be beautiful to you, and then you complain about why is it not good. One who wants to work is happy about the descents more than ascents. Obstacles more than gifts. Something else said? That's it? Okay. Fine. Yes, what do you want to claim? Yes, you.
I'm not claiming or complaining, but...
Okay.
I never did.
That's not
Right, or Lenny.
How personal problems...
Personal, yeah.
How personal problems help you in this whole process?
Only through problems we advance.
No, I'm asking because at the end you have to take care of your problems by yourself. No one can help you with your problems.
Personal problems.
Personal problems.
In life.
In life.
Yes.
How does it go along with this whole story that...
In spirituality, it doesn't work. In corporeal life, you know, give me the Bank of America, and I'll solve all the problems. Yeah? Sure. So to speak.
That's for you. For somebody else, it doesn't help taking care of his problems.
I assure you that 99% of the cases, everything is solved with money. Everything can be bought. Buy yourself a friend, it says. Everything can be bought. Besides the Creator. Besides the Creator, you can buy everything. Why? Because everyone's egoistic. It's all run by the ego. So don't try to teach me that problems cannot be solved by money. All of them can be solved by money. Besides the Creator. The relationship with the Creator, attaining the Creator, that takes a different path. And so, you cannot reach him if you don't give up on your ego. If you don't concede your ego. And you cannot give up on your ego. Only the Creator does that for you. So, you have to make all kinds of actions so that he will want to revoke your ego by giving you a force to overcome it. That's it.
So how does that help you when all of your strength goes towards taking care of your personal problems?
I don't know about personal problems. Here, we're not dealing with personal problems. We're only dealing with one problem here. A person who wants to attain the goal of life. That's it. If you think this is a pharmacy or a hospital or a psychiatrist place, that's not it. There's only one problem we're dealing with here: how to attain the purpose of life. If you have a different problem, it's not for here.
Everyone has problems.
Okay. Here, this is the only thing we're dealing with.
But the only problem, they say, is that you cannot relate your problems to the Creator.
So go and take care of those problems if they disturb you. You have a healthcare problem, a psychology problem, a family problem, whatever it is. So go away from here and take care of your problems. Here we only take care of one problem, connection with the Creator, that's it.
But we say that all of the reasons are...
You can tell whatever you want.
I'm asking.
You're not hearing. You're only asking. That's the problem. We only deal with one problem here. All the rest of the problems, you have other offices for them. Go into whatever other place, and that's what they deal with.
So, last question. So, what is the relation inside what we're talking about now? What is the relation to the personal problems?
Personal problems? We don't care. We don't care. You have a problem with your wife, your kids, your health, your relatives, your work, and whatever it is. Not here.
You don't care about these problems?
No, I don't care.
How come you don't care?
I don't care because I cannot help you. That's why I don't care.
I'm saying your attitude to the problems.
Here, we don't look at anything else. You understand it or not?
I understand that, yeah.
If you go to a doctor, you can complain about your health. You can't complain to him that you have no money, that you have no luck in life, that you have no work. He's a doctor. He only takes care of your health. Here, we only take care of one thing.
But when the Creator is before everything, and so he tells you, you shouldn't care about the problems I'm giving you?
This I don't know. Go and speak to him.
I'm trying to talk to him. But.
So again I say, you don't understand where you are. This is already very clear to us that you're not asking to the point because you think we're solving personal problems here.
I don't think so. No.
So don't turn to us with your health problems. You have a health problem, go to a doctor.
Yeah, I know, but it's unclear to me. What is the attitude?
The attitude is simple. We only accept here a deficiency of a person, a desire of a person who wants to reach the Creator and is willing, therefore, to connect to the group in order to reach the Creator. If he's not willing to connect to the group to reach the Creator, he should leave.
But he really, so he doesn't give you these problems in order to help you on the path, really. They are somewhere else.
Somewhere else.
So what's the reason for all of these...
Here we take care of one problem. You don't understand, just like in any other place. Just like in any other place. Just understand, that's it. You're coming with a complaint that doesn't belong to this place.
If the Creator doesn't give you problems in order to help you on the path, as we are now saying, then what is the reason for the problems that He's giving you?
You want to say that certainly all the problems come from the Creator.
I thought that's what we say.
Good, but when you come to solve them, you are told, we are only dealing with bringing you closer to the Creator and not your direct, say, temporary personal problems that you have. We don't take care of those. We only take care of coming closer to the Creator. You're right that all the problems come from the distance with the Creator, but when you come closer to the Creator, these problems fall and dissolve, but you don't present these problems to us. We only deal with one problem, coming closer to the Creator. In the meantime, you need to take care of other things, not here. Here, we solve all the problems by coming closer to the Creator.
I'm trying to understand how he, I don't know what he means, but how we need to lie about our situation where I'm not, you know, if I feel bad, I have to lie about this, right?
If you have no desire to come closer to the Creator, then you don't belong to this group.
Sure, we all want that.
I don't know. Enough. That's enough. Gershon.
How does a person take his problems and turn them into fuel for a deficiency for the group? If I have some problem, how do I turn that into a deficiency for the group to come closer to the Creator?
First of all, a person who comes here has some problem with the purpose of life. He wants to attain the purpose of life. He wants to know why he lives. How does he realize his life? Things, simple things that many people ask. So that's why he comes. What do you ask?
He comes. He came here. And all kinds of burdens that visit him personally, all kinds of things trouble him. Health, money, I don't know what. We talked about a deficiency. That's the only thing we can add. How does one take a personal problem that he has and turn it into a deficiency for the 10, into fuel that will awaken the whole 10 to connect with the Creator? How do we make that? I think that's what you told Aaron also. But
it's unrelated. One thing basically is not related to the other. Again, we say the problems you come to the Creator with is a problem of connecting with the friends. He doesn't hear anything else. The Creator only hears your deficiency towards connection, towards mutual bestowal in the group. Nothing else. If you want to push your problems, your own personal goals, it's not the address. Because he himself designs this for you so that you will want to connect to the group more than your personal problems. That the group problem, the 10, that is what you'll present to him, which means that your spirituality is more important than your corporeality.
This means that if I translate this to the work, then the Creator stings me in all kinds of forms that appear to me as personal, and I have to translate it into, now I have to intensify my work of connection with the Ten, even though the two worlds seem to be disconnected. But this is the action that I need to perform.
The connection is that it's you. You belong to both worlds. So you have to prefer the connection with the friends and the Creator on top of all corporeal problems, and on the contrary, to kiss the stick as it helps you direct yourself to Him. Without the problems in your personal lives, you wouldn't even turn to Him with the question, what do I live for? Why do I live? All right? Okay? Yes.
I don't quite understand why He described to us in the first question a state that does not exist in the Ten.
Because I wanted to put you in a state of answering a question. He says this: what to do if everyone in the group are smart? What can you add if everyone's rich? What can you add? So he says, high spirits, you can always add. Let's say that you can't add high spirits. Everyone is in a euphoria. You just can't add anything. Then what else can you add? So I'm saying there is another level, not where we are here in this lower plane, but there is another level where we are connected or disconnected. And if we're connected, is that connection aimed at the Creator? There, we always need to add. That's our work.
This means that if I once heard you say that we are supposed to think about the corporeality of the friends as well, now we have to be above that?
No. We need to do that, but it's not that this is our goal. We need to help. One shall help his friend, even with the friend's corporeality. We need to have some sort of a committee that helps that. But not that we will be preoccupied with that. Our problem is above all the corporeal problems to rise to connection. And connection between us is where the deficiencies and consequences are.
So my preference, even if I have problems, whatever they are, is not to bring them in.
You won't solve them. You're
but I should not even
them.
Bring them to the group, right? It's better not to bring them?
No. Not to bring them in any way. It's like I said to him, that people don't come here with personal issues. Even a person who's in a 10 cannot do that. There is a group, a committee, who's in charge of that, or say a person in the 10 who's responsible for that. Then you can consult with him, you can talk to him, etc. Usually we call that the Gabbai. That's the work of the Gabbai. That there's all kinds of issues that a person has a problem with, and he cannot overcome these issues in a specific way for his work, to do the work in a creative way. So he needs to turn to him, but to the Gabbai, not to just let it weigh on the entire 10. Yes. So we always need to work on building a new deficiency for spirituality above everything that happens.
A connection between us and with the Creator.
What do you do in such a state where all of that happens, but once in a while there's a kind of like a look into the side and saying, well, did corporeal things got better out of the connection? Is that a klipa?
No, no. That's not the question. Well, if it's a klipa or not, we'll see that later. Klipa or not is when something awakens in me, it awakens from above. How do I respond to that? That's a question already. So that the question awakens in me. Did I solve this problem? Did it go away? Yes, no, that does not depend on me. The Creator is sending me all of these questions. The question is, how do I accept? How do I accept the situation that comes? Here, there has to be the support of the group, the collective general support for everyone, for all of the friends, so that they'll know that everything that we get it only in order to advance. There is nothing else. Everything is done. Everything is drawn from the end. The end result is in the preliminary thought. From there, it cascades down to us, and it gives us, each one in the 10, and every 10 together, it gives us certain conditions. And a person must never ask, well, usually, I'm saying, usually, it's according to one's degree, but one should not ask for his personal problems, because it's clear that everything that the Creator does, he does it through the 10. So if it falls on each one personally, when he's already in a 10, then it is calculated with respect to the 10. And here, I have to also be responsible. Am I resolving the problem in a way that I take the 10 into consideration? How much am I beneficial, helping by solving the problem to the 10? Or how much do I just want to get rid of it personally? If I just want to get rid of it personally, it is a klipa, a shell. And by that, I'm causing harm to the 10. Even if I got rid of the problem. Rather, I need to get rid of this trouble by extra connection in the 10. Usually to see in that the means for taking care of all of the problems, personal ones, whatever they are, only that way. We have no other method here. We study and we establish only that approach. Okay?
A friend is sick, and we are praying that he'll be here. Not that he'll get healed, but that he'll be here.
That's something else. You're doing a group action for the friend. Yeah.
How to even understand the sentence? Well,
the Creator stands behind that sick friend. He presents him to you as sick, and you are responding correctly to it. You're praying to the Creator, who is standing behind the friend, that first of all, he is giving you an opportunity to connect more, to unite, come together, and turn to him, to the Creator, right? And you are praying about a friend that you want to save him from that sickness, and you're doing it by realizing the connection. Because what does the Creator give all the troubles for? Only in order for us to connect. So if we connect, then the sickness will stop.
And the sentence that the corporeality of the friend is my spirituality.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly that. That's the example. Yes.
Following what you said, I wanted to ask if eventually the Creator is a system that is programmed to keep the created being occupied his entire day in connecting to that system through the friends. And until he does that 100%, it causes him to be preoccupied with other things. Is the Creator a system whose purpose is basically to cause
the created being to be bothered with connecting to that system through the 10, like a program. And as long as he's not 100% in that, say 98%, then the other 2% will keep him preoccupied in other things until he comes to 100%.
Yes, the Creator doesn't awaken one directly towards him. This is an effort that a person should do. Because why doesn't he awaken one directly towards the goal? Because he's awakening a broken kli, and that broken kli is not aimed towards the goal. So here it requires our work to understand that it comes from the Creator. It is in order for us to connect more. How should we connect? How should we gather ourselves, etc.? So this precisely is the required action. Sorry for being today like that. One moment, I have a coca, yeah? Oh, Itzik first, okay. Well, Itzik should get a microphone then.
I have a quick question before Akoka. I want to go back to what I asked. Everyone is in high spirits.
Everything is 100% perfect. You can't say anything about anyone.
Everyone's alert towards the goal. And
wait a minute, what do you mean alert for the goal? Do they have a deficiency or not? That's what it's all about.
They are all in an ascent.
Well,
how can I instill the right deficiency and not take them down, not put in the left line and criticism, but a deficiency that will take them forward?
You're asking a great question. You're asking how will we pray for a deficiency that is not a deficiency. And that's a well-known problem, that we then have to be ready for that. How do we pray over a deficiency that is not a deficiency? I'm not lacking anything right now, even individually. So I go to the friends, I look at the friends, none of them is awakening me, and yeah. What do we do? So for that, there is what we call times for the Torah. Then we sit down and read, and study, and pray out of the prayer book. And in the prayer book, there is crying there, save me, help me, la la la. And suddenly we see that it works. It works. This is through what we call times for the Torah. Yeah.
To continue, I also heard you say that if it's more than one moment, it's for myself.
It's even a klipa, because you start enjoying the situation. Before you start enjoying it, you're just establishing that situation where you ascribe it to the Creator, and that's it. And immediately you have to work, and you're, let's say, then in a great state, and immediately you have to start working on the change.
But how does it coincide with that if we do some action of connection or dissemination, and now we're full of strength and etc., so more than a moment, this action becomes a klipa, it becomes for myself?
It doesn't matter which action, if you're enjoying whatever you achieved, that's already not good. And the opposite also, if you're regretting the situation that you achieved, that falls on you, that's also not good. This is what Bala Sulam said. There was this incident during the lesson when, if the friends, if the students would be saying, "Oi," he didn't want to hear that, or the opposite. Great inspiration. For one moment, that's it. More than that, he didn't want to hear it. You'll be teaching them in that way. It's very important. It elevates you to the level of Prizvodna. How do you say that? The derivative. It always makes you jump to a higher level. Yeah.
So, what do you do the next moment?
You are already in the derivative.
Yeah, but then you, I don't know, you need to do your fulfillment and disconnection,
Yes, of course. Why is it called a derivative? In Russian, I understand this word, it's the result of the previous state. It's derivative from the word derived. Yeah, it's derived from the previous state.
Yeah, it's just, I see that in this case I'm sinful all the time because there's always some state.
No, if the society is always drawn towards the goal, then you have no problem. You're always drawn to the goal. If the goal is more important than the present state, no matter what it is.
Okay, but it's like you're always in a line of ascent.
Yes, of course. Why is that bad?
I didn't understand what you meant before. That if it's more than a moment, it means for myself.
Yes.
So that it's a klipa.
Yes.
So if you're always in a line of ascent and high spirit, so you're always in klipa?
No, the opposite. But how are you on a line of ascent when you have a deficiency, when you don't enjoy? You're searching for the deficiency. It's like the old man who's always searching for something that seemingly he's lost. Then I awaken the dawn.
So what is it about? It's about what is it? What is about more than one moment? More than one moment being in a certain state. What is that about?
That you enjoy whatever you have achieved.
So, it's not about your deficiency or yearning.
No, you have no deficiency, no yearning. You achieved something now. So, it's okay to say ah, but not ah. Okay? Yeah?
I want to ask about the role of the gabai. When he receives the input about the problem from the friend, what does he do with it?
The gabai, the collector, is responsible for the corporeal organization of the ten. And the shatz, the representative, is in charge of the spiritual organization of the group. The gabai seemingly takes care of all of the corporeal things so that they will be ready and supporting the spiritual advancement. And the shatz takes care of collecting all of the deficiencies from everyone, arranging them, directing them towards connection and in the direction of the Creator. So this is how these two roles have to be in the ten.
And say a friend has a problem at work and he has a hard time.
We'll learn that it's like the Kohen and the Levi. It's a name that, well, in the future we'll talk about it. Yeah, sorry?
So a friend turns to the Gabai, and the Gabai can collect the friends and can consult with them, or...
I don't know, whatever the Gabai does, we'll talk about it some other time. We're not talking about what he does, but the Gabai is in order to arrange the ten, let's say corporeally. Not quite corporeally, but...
But my question is, he is the organizer, but he activates the friends, he consults with them, right? He speaks to them.
Moshe, we need to talk about that separately. The role of the Gabai, we'll talk about that separately. Well, start actualizing it, then you will have questions, then we will scrutinize it, we will care about it. But again, it's all directed towards the connection of the ten corporeally in order for the spiritual connection to come out of it. We don't yet have such a ten that we can talk with them or talk about it. Peter.
Раф, в Петербурге два вопроса, если можно. Первый вопрос это вот если
two questions from Peter if possible. One, if I feel high spirits, clearly I can communicate it to the friends, but if I don't feel any high spirits, what can I give to the friends? The sense is that if I give them, I don't know, a sense of sadness or something.
we need to get used to it. There has to be this general spirit in the ten that even if we don't have a spirit of life, we are obligated. It's called arvut, it's called a covenant. We are obligated to give each other inspiration. Just like a sick mother nevertheless gets out of bed in order to take care of her baby. That's it. So then she doesn't feel that she's sick. She's not sick. It's unrelated. There is someone who demands my treatment. Okay. Good. There's another question. Peter, please.
Yes, another question. Rav, yesterday you gave a daily task of building a like a diagram, and that was really helpful in keeping the connection we got in the lesson during the day. Maybe you can give a similar task for today as well.
It's the same answer as yesterday. Only two people sent it to me. Oh, you all brought it here? What, on a piece of paper? Yeah? Does each and every 10 have one common answer? No. Then I don't hear you. I'm like the creator. I only accept something that comes from the 10. So connect it today throughout the day. Talk about it so that it will be clear to you that our 10 is presenting the process in this way, another 10 that way. Then we can discuss it. Otherwise, how can we, here alone, you have 500 people, all over the world we have thousands of people, how would that be possible? So, the tens, we are counting tens. Okay?
Ken.
Yeah. No, not you. Yeah, you.
Rav, as a Shatz, my public messenger in the 10, how do I collect the deficiencies of the friends?
If they're presenting it, then you can. If they're not, you cannot. But they should know that there is an address for it. You know, just like someone on duty or something that you need to have that like a badge on you. We're done with the topic. Hanoch, yeah?
About the gabai and shatz, does the natural inclination of the person matters?
No, it has to be by rotation. Everyone should be in this.
But there are people, let's say, take a koka and me. So, I know how to organize chairs, things like that. A koka is in spirituality. He organizes things there. No? So the question, no?
No. Each one has to do it. Each and every one.
Okay.
It's not a role. It's a role that builds you. It builds you in relation to the society. So you cannot evade that. No, it's actually good. It's very beneficial, specifically to one who thinks that he's not made for that. Suddenly, he starts opening up. Necessarily, he starts opening himself up. And he didn't know, he didn't intend for it. He didn't even realize that there is this area of work, of interconnection. It's really important. I very much recommend it. Yeah, Niv?
About that, I noticed that the role of the gabai is very dominant and distinct because he organizes things, so it's very on the surface and felt. The shatz's role is very hidden. Should it have an external appearance as well?
It's true. That's the difference between corporeality and spirituality. No, but the shatz has to report. When the gabai and the shatz should report at the end of the day, they have to give an account to the society, to the group. What is the state? What did they do? Not in these general forms, you know, that there's no point in writing these things. Rather, they need to give a short report. That must be. Every group, every 10 has to have a page, and there they write down these things, and everybody can see it. So at the end of the day, they need to give a report. You're selecting them, choosing them for 1 week, right? So that's how it has to be. Argentina.
Yes, Rav, I want to talk about the question that we were that you gave us for our workshop, but not for me, but from the 10. So in our 10, we talked about the deficiency for confidence, to awaken envy, to play that we are connected and be mutual guarantee. And if we can add the prayer of the shots to the Creator, that everything will happen.
That's nice. Okay. Is that it?
No, go ahead.
First of all, the
continuation.
Yeah, if each 10 is in a high state and everything's okay, then we can ask the Creator to please let us continue. Yeah?
We're asking for a deficiency, a chisaron. We need to make up a spiritual chisaron. In the connection between us, we all received, each one of us, $1 million. Health, everything is excellent. We're covered up to here, even above our head.
That's an ascent.
Wait a minute. So our personal deficiency of each one of us is blocked. Now we have to rise above it to a desire towards the connection, the Creator. So we work on the deficiency towards the Creator, the purpose of creation. I missed that. I very much need that. I'm very much drawn to it. I truly yearn for it all the time, and I don't have it, and I'm in a state where I'm all of me. I want spirituality. Is that good or not good?
Yeah, it's very good.
It's not very good.
No, if everyone wants together.
No, not together. I didn't say together. So, here, and the fact that everyone is like that, corporeality doesn't matter if it's good or it's not good, that doesn't bother us. Spirituality, we're all yearning. It's good, you're saying. But here, we're talking about a new characteristic of the deficiency, a new kind of deficiency, a common deficiency. That sharing, do we have a deficiency for that? Because specifically, the sharing, all of our deficiencies, when they start to come together, when we feel that with these deficiencies together, we're making room for the Creator. We're establishing a kli. In this deficiency in that kli, we're making a room, a place for the Creator to be revealed. This is what is important. And therefore, it's not the corporeal success. It's not the success of each one. That he very much yearns for the Creator, and then he's in a state of good or bad. It doesn't matter what he has. But it's individual. And therefore, it's disqualified. It's not disqualified that we have to erase it altogether. It's disqualified with respect to the goal. We have to elevate it further into the degree of connection with others. And the common deficiency, when we put all of the deficiencies together and connecting all of the deficiencies together, it's not simple. Connecting them together requires actualizing our root. I need to integrate with all of the deficiencies of the group, that I'm going to help them and they will help me, and all of us are together. And then as a result of the deficiencies that we're establishing between us, we are already establishing a spiritual deficiency, which is for the Creator, and we don't yet know what it means. A deficiency for the revelation of the Creator. That's it. In order to bestow contentment to Him, Here there is a transition from us starting to connect between us. In those connections between us, our deficiencies from individual ones, they become a common deficiency. But that common deficiency will be like in some elite unit in the army or somewhere else. That's not good. We are establishing in those connections between us to the Creator, we're establishing a network of ten sefirot there, a kli. And then there, if we succeed in doing that, the Creator is revealed. So it's a new kind of deficiency, which is a spiritual deficiency. Yeah. Personal problems.
Private ones.
We can bring the problems to the ten, not in order to be to fill them up, but to give something to the ten, then they can connect it, right?
Yes, together we need to try and be together in a common deficiency. That is what I spoke of mainly, that it could be that everything is fine for each and every one, even as far as the good and as far as the bad meaning we're longing for the goal and there is nothing, and a very good deficiency each and everyone has, and people understand that their deficiency is a purposeful deficiency, and this longing is a longing that fills them, as I am longing, I want, but that is not the common deficiency. Yes.
A private deficiency. Well, people, I think that sometimes people have an opinion. I don't want to give a deficiency to the friends to raise a prayer. Perhaps that is the problem.
Do you enjoy that you that have a deficiency for the goal? Yes?
It says that out of pride, people don't share their own deficiency with the ten.
It could be, and that is also correct. We shouldn't talk about this too much, because what turns out from this, out of our mouth, is it loses a lot of the spiritual force. That's why here, well, we need to talk about how we do this. The concern in his friend's heart is what we need. The concern in the heart, and not in the mouth. Even so much so that if the group is big, meaning really at height, experienced, then they can even talk nonsense in order to conceal the lacks in them for connection and for the Creator and spirituality. In order to stop the crying, they laugh. Okay, I need to ask more. Valparaiso.
Our question is, in those moments when we're not together with 10 during the day, what is the best way to inject the spirit of elation so that we will be able to work in finding a common deficiency? What can I do in order to inject that uplifted spirit to the 10? Because except for sending WhatsApp messages, what is the best thing we can do?
I don't know. That's something you need to seek. I can't recommend to you work this way or that way in order to connect between you. I give here and there a few points, but I don't know. You need to search, to pray, to ask, to demand for you to have some points to grip to so that you'll be able to connect. I'm sorry, Javier, but I can't say. Okay, let us... What, do you have something to say? Well?
No.
We're
reading from the writings of Baal HaSulam, Shamati 213, the matter of revealing the deficiency.
Okay,
Shamati Baal HaSulam, 213, the matter of revealing the deficiency. Acknowledging the desire. The main and fundamental thing is to increase the deficiency, because that is the foundation upon which the entire structure is built, and the strength of the building is according to the foundation, meaning something that necessitates a person to exert himself. There are many factors for that, but they're not aimed at the goal. Therefore, the foundation corrupts the entire building. Although from lo lishma they come to lishma, but it requires a long period of time before he comes back to the goal. Therefore, we need to see that the goal will always be in front of his eyes, as written in Shulchan Aruch, I always saw the Creator before me, and it is not similar at someone who sits at home to someone who stands before the King. Someone who believes in the existence of the Creator, that the whole earth is full of His glory, then is filled with fear and love, and it doesn't need any preparations or observations, only to annul himself before the King completely by nature. As we can see in corporeality, that someone who loves his friend, a true love, then he longs and craves only for the benefit of his friend, and he prevents himself if it doesn't bring good to his friend, and it is all done without any calculations. And they don't need a great mind for that, because that is natural. As a mother's love towards her son, she only craves for her son, and she needs no preparation or mind to love her son. Meaning, it's something natural, doesn't require a mind that will necessitate the matter. Rather, it is done by senses themselves. And the senses themselves work in complete devotion. And so it is in nature. Because of your love to someone, they devote their soul until they reach the goal. And as long as they do not attain, their life is not life. Therefore, whoever feels, as written in Shulchan Aruch, that for him it will be similar, etc., surely he is in wholeness, meaning he has faith. And as long as he does not feel that he's standing before the king, then, God forbid, it is to the contrary. Therefore, one should see that servitude comes first, and he should regret himself for not having proper faith. And the deficiency of faith is his foundation. And one should pray, ask, and exert himself to fill that deficiency. If he has no such deficiency, meaning he does not have a clue to receive the fulfillment, he has to believe that the Creator hears the prayer of every mouth, and that he will also be saved with complete faith.
Questions? There aren't so many because something from the article is not clear. The question is as such. I need to do some kind of overcoming. Let's say, come to the lesson. And I don't want to. Yes? Well, I have all kinds of excuses. I'm a little sick, something else. The question's as such. I need to overcome and to go. Let's say I overcame, I managed, and I came to the lesson. Or do I need to ask from the Creator to give me the desire to come to the lesson? Do you hear, Gerson? What do we do? There are many such states where it's either that I can nevertheless carry it out with force, or that I pray to the Creator to give me a desire and then I do it. What is correct?
No.
Well,
do we... Is there a third option, or it has to be one of the two?
What's the third option?
Perhaps to ask for strength from the importance of the friends, because I can lie to myself about a creator.
Okay, that's not important, the friends or the creator, but to ask, to pray, or to overcome and do it.
So first to ask, and then to carry out?
Meaning to ask.
Yes.
Okay, who thinks the other way? Well, Gerson, what?
I think, first of all, we have to come to the morning lesson and then to pray.
Overcome.
Yeah.
To overcome. But this prevents prayer from you. Connection to the Creator. Yes?
To ask to make an effort. To ask so that I will have the strength to exert myself.
In short, to ask, to pray, not to overcome. Well?
First to try, and then to ask after you tried.
To try. Okay, later I don't care, but to try, to overcome. Yes?
To overcome and be in gratitude.
That's not... To overcome, you said. Okay? Well, so let's do it like this. Who here is for overcoming? Raise your hands. And who's for praying? Even to pray, it seems like there's more. Okay. Now, why to pray from the experience of overcoming is not enough? What? Why would one... Why do you prefer to pray? From the fact that it's a connection with the Creator? From the fact that there's no chance in succeeding. Good. In short, here we're still in this question. The study of 10 Sefirot.
We're moving on to the next part of the lesson, the study.